Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nitong mahigit tatlong buwan ng mga paghihigpit o restrictions, maraming mga artists, singers at performers na talagang nag-i-engage sa online platform, ano? Marami ang naging very visible sa online kahit nga mga hindi artists, kahit na mga pangkaraniwang tao, mas naging engaged online. At sa mga artists naman, kabi-kabi lang mga online concerts ang ginawa. At dahil dyan, for sure nagamit ng madalas sa mga boses ng mga singers, artists at ng halos lahat na pinagkaabalahan talaga ang pagkanta online. At speaking of that, nakita ko sa website mo na may ilang tips ka sa mga mahihilig o nahihilig na mag-vlog o gumawa ng podcast online. Can you share some tips sa mga nakikinig sa atin, Marcus?
Absolutely.
At alam ko,
Facebook Live,
sa...
YouTube Live, ang daming mga ganyan, diba? Oo nga.
Eh. Oo.
This particular, I know because we were having problems setting up Zoom. So I have this audio interface called Rodecaster Pro. And
social lang ano,
diba? Oo nga. Social. Because Michelle and I have been wanting to do podcasting for many months now. We've been talking about it, thinking about it, and doing our research. So I've started podcasting, and it's about tips and health tips, technical tips on anything about the voice. And in particular, people who wants to get into podcasting and actually use their voice to, to start a podcast. So I've recorded a whole lot of episodes on vocal tips. Anything I think about, I put it down. And I will be launching that hopefully in the next couple of weeks. So I will let you know, guys, about it once I launch this one. But this is this is vocal tips for podcasters and content creators, and then maybe later on it'll be about social singing and all that sort of stuff.
Pero siguro makakatulong din ito sa mga nakikinig sa atin. So can you share at least 3 vocal tips sa mga nakikinig sa atin?
3 tips.
Vocal tips.
Of course. So one of the more versatile vocal exercises is what we call that. I use this all the time, and I start with this first thing in the morning, is what we call the vocal the lip bubbles. A more technical term for that one is the lip trill, and it sounds like this. That's a wonderful exercise to get the vocal cords happening, and also the diaphragmatic action happening. For those of you who don't know,
exercise yung muscles ng vocal cords.
Yes,
natin,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's a gentle way to wake up your vocal cords as well, because we're not opening to a vowel yet, as opposed to la 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 la.
Sa mga kumbaga dito na sa Australia,
no? It's kind of a second nature for us. Tayo na mga Pilipino, we can roll our R's. Not everyone.
Yeah.
Not everyone can roll their R's.
Mahirap yan para sa mga kumbaga dito na sa Australia, no?
It's kind of a second nature for us, kasi part of our language, we roll our R's, di ba?
Tama, so that's a,
Rivera, yes. So I start that on a 5-note scale, so it'll sound like this. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
Imbis na do, re, mi, yun ang ginagamit mo.
Yes. So instead of do, re, mi, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do, we can go. Or rolled R. You should use this as part of your routine, Annalyn, before you
yes,
start your
tama,
SBS broadcasting. Para
bago mag-recording.
Para gising na gising ang boses mo. Oo.
Last one.
And last one is the dog pant. and that's waking up our abdominal muscles. Because as you know, people say always speak from your diaphragm or always sing from your diaphragm, but no one really knows where it is. So and what it feels like. So to reacquaint ourselves or to acquaint ourselves with the sensation of a, of supporting that sound, we do the dog pant. And it's exactly like, you know, when you watch a dog on a summer's day, they pant like this. Ha, ha, ha. And then going into the ha, 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 ha. Tapos buong-buo na ang boses mo nun.
Wow, baka maging singer ako niyan.
You know what? I'm actually starting a whole lot of my students on the basics, and it's building up those muscles involved in speaking and in singing, and that's the abdominal muscles, the core muscles. Alam mo naman ang mga some of our Filipinos go to the gym, so you do the plank, di ba? Do you do the plank as well?
Oh,
yun.
So kumbaga, ang the exercise that we do sa bosses natin, yun ay parang gym, di ba? Pagpunta sa gym.
Exactly. Because, you know, people forget that these are muscles as well. And these are muscles that ginagamit natin every day, pero hindi tayo, you know, we're not conscious about the usage of it. It just happens automatically. But we still need to maintain them so we can have a youthful voice. Lalo na pag nag-exercise ka, it makes your body trim, taut, and terrific. So these exercises are for our voices to be trim, taut, and terrific, and youthful.
Wow. Very informative.
Yes.
So, kanina nabanggit mo, Marcus, nakasama yan sa tinuturo mo, lalo na sa pagsisimula ng mga klase o ng lessons na itinuturo mo. No?
Mm-hmm.
But what range, age range ng mga estudyante mo?
Age range, the youngest I have is 5 years old, would you believe? And, you know, it's not, I mean, the lesson plan is different to a five-year-old or compared to a 20-year-old preparing for an audition, or I'm a senior who just wants to sing as a hobby or magkakaraoke lang. So my youngest is 5 years old. My oldest is about 70 that I'm teaching. So kung tatanungin mo sa akin kung kailan ang pinakamaganda, you can start anytime. Basically, if you love singing, go ahead and sing. Use the voice. It's, you know, maganda yan sa katawan, maganda sa health yan dahil it, you know, it relaxes you. Gaga ang pakiramdam mo pag when you belt out a tune. Kaya pala siguro mga Pilipino mahilig kumanta, no? Happy palagi ang mga Pilipino.
Sa lahat ng mga pinagdadaanan.
O kinakanta na lang natin.
Sa lahat ng kasiyahan. Oo.
Dinadaan natin sa kanta ang lahat. Yes.
Uh-oh.
So any age is a good age to start. But if you want to be, a principal artist with Covent Garden in England, or if you want to be a principal artist for Cameron Mackintosh, rigorous ang ating ano dyan, ang ating preparation for that one. It's quite extensive.
Hindi naman exclusive yan sa mga gusto lang ng classical music o opera music?
Of course not, hindi exclusive yan, because it's, stylistically, you can sing any style you want. You can belt like Sarah Geronimo or sing like Sarah Brightman or sing like Lea Salonga. But ultimately, it's the principle is the same. It's building your voice, building the muscles involved in speaking and also in singing. So we start with the fundamentals, basically.
So Marcus, sa mga marami sa atin mga kababayan, hindi lang dito sa Australia kundi sa Pilipinas, ang talagang nagamit nila ang pagkanta, or they really went into online, kahit ano man ang ginagawa nila, kumakanta, they do dancing o kung ano man.
Oh.
Pero para sa iyo bilang isang artist, singer at syempre performer, paano mapapangalagaan yung, sabi nga, yung talento natin, or yung para sa mga singer na kagaya mo, yung bosses?
Alam mo, ang daming TikTokers sa Pilipinas, ha? Even here, ang daming mga TikTokers and anything to do with dance or singing, nandun lahat. And I see a lot of Filipinos on Smule as well, singing away, you know, singing their hearts away.
Ibig sabihin, you have checked TikTok. Nasa TikTok ka na rin?
Wala, you know what, wala pa, pero I'm intrigued, so I am going to find out. Kasi lahat nagti-TikTok na eh.
Yeah, I think lalo na nung sobrang higpit ng mga lockdown at restrictions, people tend to go online and search for something they can be busy with.
Exactly, yes, yes. Talagang we have to, you know, it's a form of escapism for a lot of us, isn't it? On TikTok and Smule and singing online. But paano nating pangangalagaan ang ating mga boses? So make sure that we're properly hydrated. Sa mga nagsasayaw dyan, mga kanta ng kanta, make sure you drink your water regularly. And ang recommended one is 8 glasses per day, di ba?
Per day. Mm-mm.
And it's
Pero
more.
Pero doesn't mean that you have to stop there.
You have, well, it doesn't mean you have to stop there, because if you're doing dancing sa TikTok, kailangan mas marami dahil pinagpapawisin ka, so you lose a lot of those water in your body. Drink lots of water. Eat properly. Eat your veggies. Kailangan we need to look after our general health. Huwag masyadong during this lockdown, huwag masyadong crispy pata, kumain tayo ng gulay.
Dahil marami na din nakikilig magluto ngayon.
Oo, diba? ang dami nang cooking show, pati si Ella Ponce na nagko-cooking show na rin, which is wonderful to see. A lot of these talents is coming out of the woodwork here in Sydney, which is great to see. Kumain tayo ng masustansya, make sure less ang ating sugar intake as much as possible. Walang masyadong asukal, walang masyadong salt. And if you have to drink coffee or alcohol, up na rin ang ating tubig para i-counteract. Ika nga. Ikaw, so, Annalyn, anong pinagkakabalahan mo?
Siyempre, ako, trabaho pa rin.
Trabaho pa rin, oo.
Oo.
Pero part of your...
hindi naman tayo na-stop.
Oo nga eh, which is good.
Oo. Thankful din tayo dahil hindi tayo na-stop. Hindi gaya ng iba nating mga kababayan na talagang kailangan. Sabi nga siguro marami sa atin, mga kababayan, they really turned into cooking para lalo na sa mga international students. Dahil isang paraan yan for them na... kumita kahit papaano.
Yes, yes.
Mm-mm. So Marcus, sa mga collaboration at pagiging continuously busy mo sa pagtuturo sa iyong mga estudyante, meron bang napipinto or upcoming projects na dapat abangan ng mga nakikinig sa atin?
Upcoming projects, well, one of them is the Bushfire Appeal, the fundraising, and it's the one with Oliver Gadista, Heroes of the World, it's called. And, any funds raised for that one goes towards the communities that were affected.
Where can they get information from?
If you get a chance to actually listen to the music, it's available on Spotify now, on any Spotify, it's available. It's called Heroes of the World. Please listen to it and download it if you can. And that actually will help raise some funds, some much needed funds for that cause, for the communities.
Okay.
At sa mga personal naman ng mga events o kung meron kang pinaghahandaan na show, ano ang mga ito, Marcus?
Well, my podcasting will be launched, and that's anything to do with, it'll be under High and Loud Voice.
High and Loud.
It'll be under High and Loud, and the podcasting name will be High and Loud as well. So that's anything to do with vocal health, vocal maintenance, and vocal tips for podcasters and content creators. And not just it doesn't just stop there, because this is the foundation for singing as well. So I will expand that to social singing later on once I finish with content creation and podcasters. So yan po, but that's coming up. You can check it out on highandloudvoice.com. That is the website, the official website for that particular one?
At syempre, meron kang website, Marcus?
I do have my professional website as well, marcusrivera.com. So check it out. And anything that I will do in the future, I will post it on that. And for those of you who are on social media, like Facebook, Instagram, Marcus Rivera din po ang aking Facebook handler. And Marcus Rivera on Instagram as well, if you're there.
Marcus, last na lang to. Alam ko na ang industriya ng arts and syempre performances medyo sobrang naapektuhan dahil nitong pandemic na ano. At alam natin na maraming mga artists, hindi lamang yan mga Filipino, kundi sa buong Australia at maging siguro sa ibang bahagi ng mundo na medyo down ngayon dahil walang mga events na pwedeng gawin or performances na pwedeng i-stage, ano?
Yes.
Para dun sa mga nag-iisip na, oops, I think I'm gonna change my career, my profession, sa mga kapwa mo artists and performers, ano yung advice mo or words of encouragement sa kanila?
You know what? This pandemic will pass. Stay safe lang po tayo. Keep well. Keep your skills up. And for those people who can support any of our artists because they're out of a job at the moment, a lot of them are doing Facebook Live. A lot of them are doing concerts online. Do support them. Do watch them. If they have, you know, if you can support them financially, that'd be great. Some of them have, you can Patreon is one of the avenues that you can do. You can actually support them that way. There is a cabaret online virtual space called the Reservoir Room. So anything on cabaret, you can find out more about that on Facebook and just Google, you know, just search the Reservoir Room. They have some wonderful artists that are doing their performance every Friday and Saturday, and that's all online. As I said, the pandemic will pass. We will, you know, we'll still carry on. We'll keep going. Ang mga Pilipino naman at the human race in general are very resilient. They're, you know, we adapt to various conditions, and this is we went through another pandemic 100 years ago. We survived. We're still here, and I'd like to think that we will still be here for another 100 years. Hopefully, fingers crossed, God willing, weather permitting. Keep well. Up your, you know, upskill, and keep working on your craft, because it does change and it will change. And when it does change, it changes very, very quickly. So preparedness is the key.
SBS Filipino, ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.